How techie can toys get? Bloomberg Bootcamp, a report on today's technology. The lineup for new toys coming out from the Fisher-Price division of Mattel this year includes the kind of technology their parents might not have. There's a digital art studio, a tablet that plugs into the USB port of a PC that lets kids draw on screen with a digital pen and then print their creations or perhaps email them to grandma. Fisher-Price General Manager Kevin Curran says the toy was inspired by the types of tablets used by the company's own toy designers.
And while this is not a sophisticated $2,000 tablet that one of our designers would use, for a $49 retail, you know, which is a fabulous price, a child can do this kind of electronic design that is really the future of creativity.
Another new computer-connected device lets toddlers plug in toy figures such as Elmo or Bob the Builder and be taken to a website for that character. Safety features prevent kids from being able to navigate to other sites or destroy files on mom or dad's computer. Fisher-Price sees its hottest toy this year, introduced in time for the holidays, being the Smart Cycle. It's a small stationary bike that connects to a TV and lets a 3 to 6-year-old play educational video games, but only as long as the child keeps pedaling.
I think parents are looking not only for a learning toy, but they want a learning toy that's fun and one that, for the first time, really gets their kids physically up and going.
The Smart Cycle will sell for about $100. Bloomberg Bootcamp. I'm Fred Fishkin.